Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is January 4th, 2016, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, CNN will provide Obama with an hour of TV time and a live audience to make his executive orders look like democracy and not tyranny. Just ignore the Constitution.
Well, pretty soon you won't be able to get guns. I mean, it's another step in the way of not getting guns.
But don't worry. If someone's slinging lead, you can always throw canned food. That's the idiotic tactic given to middle schoolers with the acronym ALICE. Alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. They forgot die because no one has any weapons to defend the children. And InfoWars reporters are live on the scene of the Oregon occupation.
We are on the ground in Oregon outside of the Mount Here Wildlife Refuge.
All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Now, coming up later in our show, we have special reports from both Alex Jones and Joe Biggs, who's on the ground in Oregon. So we'll let them tell you all about the situation. But in the meantime, Kurt Nimmo has a great article out. Hammond's targeted because government wants to steal their land. And you can read up more about the Oregon situation. And just briefly, I'll touch on it. As far as the Hammond situation, it's a little different from the Bundy situation, because my understanding of what's going on in Oregon is that the Hammonds have not asked for any type of outside assistance, especially not from any type of armed groups, whether they be open carriers, militias, or whatever else. And also on this whole thing that the guys are storming the center up there and holding people hostage, it's a bunch of bull. They're in an unoccupied building out in the middle of nowhere, which you'll see in Joe Biggs' report. But as far as the Hammond situation, they're not asking for anybody's assistance in this. So when you have a bunch of people who are out there demonstrating with armed with their arms, which, you know, I support the First Amendment, I support the Second Amendment and all that good stuff, but I don't think it's really helping when you're trying to force assistance on a group that's not requesting it. So that's just my two cents about that. And with this, people starting to ask the question, is Obama going to use the situation going on in Oregon to push his gun control agenda? And I do believe that he is going to do just that. And now we see CNN to provide an hour of airtime to Obama's gun control pitch. The announcement was made Sunday, with CNN stating that Obama will attempt to make gun control part of his legacy. Anderson Cooper will host the 8 p.m. special, which detractors will label a propaganda effort, in the wake of reports that Obama is set to announce executive action on gun control legislation within a week. CNN makes it clear that it is providing airtime for Obama to make one final pitch on the issue. Now, once again, I'm sure we can all agree there is a good amount of gun violence in this country, but you also have to realize, you can check the FBI's own numbers, street crime is down from the 1980s. You're safer now in 2016 than you were back in 1986 when I was born. So take that into account as well. And also, as we always point out, you have people, be it Obama, Eric Holder, Dianne Feinstein, any number of people, and mainly it's not really an issue of Feinstein or Holder, but when you have the Obama administration who's pushing so hard for gun control here domestically, meanwhile they're arming Al-Qaeda, they're arming Mexican drug cartels, and they want to lecture you and tell you that you need to give up your gun rights, it's a complete crock of bull, especially when you consider these guys themselves. They have armed security. They go to buildings full of armed security. They're in the White House. They're in the State House. They're in all these places where they have protection for themselves. Meanwhile, they say that it's unreasonable. It's not common sense for you to have more than five rounds in your magazine. They're saying it's not common sense for you to be able to go out and buy an AR-15, which is just a complete crock of bull, which we will demonstrate to you in just a few moments. We talk about some of the top stories, gun stories of 2015. But now let's talk about Donald Trump. He's saying pretty soon you won't be able to get any guns. And this is in reaction to some of the statements made by Obama. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Monday slammed President Obama's plans for executive action on gun control, saying that pretty soon people won't be able to get guns. And I do agree with this. So I don't agree with everything Donald Trump has to say, especially on the gun issue, because one glaring thing that I don't think enough people are talking about when concerns Trump is his support of the no-fly, no-gun-buy list, which we have extensively documented is a really bad system. As well-intentioned as it may be when you bar an 8-year-old Boy Scout from flying on an airplane because he has a name similar to that of a suspected terrorist, that means your system has a lot of flaws in it. So I'm not all the way on the Trump campaign. But as far as this, Obama is pressing very hard to get these gun control agendas passed through, even though we've shown numerous times, I've just told you about it just a second ago, the fallacies within his own administration and all the things that are going on with that. Meanwhile, he wants to take your firearms away. And we always hear the things from Obama. He gets up on TV and he says, 9 out of 10 Americans want these measures that I'm proposing and reasonable this and control that. And I'm like, who are these people that these guys are talking to? Because nobody's asking me if I want to ban firearms, if I want universal background checks. Meanwhile, he quotes these numbers all the time. Nobody asked the Texas governor who said, come and take it. I don't think they included him in the polls, or the Texans who are now open carrying because the law just took effect here in the state of Texas. I don't think anybody asked them either. So all these numbers are very cookbooks numbers, in my opinion. And it's not just my opinion. Now we have the facts right here. Background checks for gun sales at record high in 2015. And it says the agency on Monday reported that they had performed 23,141,970 checks in the year of 2015. That's a whole lot of background checks, especially for all these people who say these gun show loopholes and all this, and they think that everybody's out there having never gone through a background check. Once again, in the year 2015, you had 23,141,970 background checks performed. And then that doesn't mean that everybody who got the check got the gun. That's just the people who went through the process. So next time it's your friend tells you that, oh, everybody's running around, they haven't done all these background checks, 23,141,970 people had a background check here in the United States of America to purchase firearms. So there you go, people who say there are no such thing as background checks. Now, let's talk about why you need a firearm in the first place, because as well-intentioned as the police may be, they can't be there to protect you all the time. So now we see the 10 most talked about defense gun uses of 2015. This is from guns.com, an excellent site. And one in particular I want to have your attention to, we're not going to talk about all of them for the sake of time, but if you look down at number 9, if you guys got the video, we can go ahead and roll that. This is a store owner who fended off a group of armed robbers. Now you can see he pulls out his AR-15 and show this to your friends who say, why do you need an AR-15? Why do you need more than 5 rounds in your magazine? Well, as you can see, he opens fire with his AR-15, and it's not like a James Bond movie where he shoots the guy, 300 yards away, he falls down and causes an explosion. No, he opens up a few rounds, and the guys still live to talk about it. So you need to have something that with a little bit of range to reach out there and touch somebody. Now, I'm not a big fan of shooting rifles indoors, but, this is the situation. Rifle is probably a lot easier to conceal than a full-length shotgun, so I'm not going to knock the guy for that. And also, he did hit one of the guys, so you can say that as well. And then, people would say, you don't need that type of firearm. A lot of people just said, sit there and wait for the police to come and save you. As you can see, these guys definitely meant serious business. They're willing to ram their car into the front door of his business. He needed a means to protect himself quite immediately. He couldn't wait 2 minutes for response time. And also, we see more and more sheriffs getting into the mindset, saying that if you break into homes or businesses in my county that you're going to get shot. And these are the words of a Polk County sheriff. And now with more on this, we go to Leanne McAdoo, who has a special report, a woman on the street talking about gun rights in America and also open carry here in the state of Texas.
Leanne McAdoo for InfoWars.com. I'm here in Austin, Texas. Now, we are 4 days into the official passing of open carry. Wanted to see what people's opinion are of now they're going to be actually able to view people's guns in their holster. Are they afraid of that? Are they okay with that? And we also wanted to get people's take on what's happening in Oregon. Do they think this is a good move, or is this going to bolster Obama's push for gun control? Well, we just passed open carry here January 1st.
Oh, great. So people, I'm all for it.
Yeah. I'm all against it.
Really?
Yes.
And we're still married. I am for gun regulations. Mm-hmm. And open carry is weird. I'm not going to go to any business where I see people waltzing in there with their guns. It's just, it just turns me off.
What do you guys think about the open carry that just passed here in Austin?
We're not from here. Sorry.
Does that frighten you to think that people will have guns on their holster, or are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it. As long as they're responsible, I'm fine with it.
Would you be frightened to see people with their guns on their holster?
I don't think so, because it is Texas.
Probably in some places I would, and probably in some places I wouldn't.
So it just depends on the setting.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you're responsible, it can be done well. But if you're not and people aren't paying attention, bad things happen.
I'm a fan.
What's your opinion on it?
I don't think everyone should just be walking around with them, but mainly when it's really hot and you want to carry and it's too hard to wear 8 pounds of clothes when it's 100 degrees out, then it's nice to be able to.
Well, I'm all for Second Amendment. I think people should have the right to do what they wish to do. However, like my wife said, I think that it's better to have it concealed than to be shown. But if somebody wants to have it shown, that's up to them.
But if you're allowed to have a gun, it's kind of odd to not be allowed to carry it. That's how I feel about it.
It lets you know who has the weapon. There's people walking around with them concealed anyways. I think that's scarier.
Would you continue to go to a business that allowed people to bring in their guns?
Yeah, I think I would. I wouldn't like boycott them. If I was in a circumstance where I felt uncomfortable or something, I might leave, but I wouldn't make a big point out of it.
She said she wants more regulations. Well, people that are law-abiding citizens are now having more regulations placed upon them, and criminals will, in fact, skirt the law anyway. So to me, it's ridiculous.
Are you aware of what's going on in Oregon right now?
Yeah, I am a little, I'm aware, but I haven't like read a lot of details about it.
The president is about to come out on Thursday calling for more, gun control regulations. Do you think something like that is going to cause the country to be in support of more gun control, or do you think that they're going to be proud of Americans standing up?
I think whoever is already against and for gun control is just going to sway them more either way. I don't think it's going to change anyone's mind.
I don't think it's going to be bringing people together. People are going to interpret it how they see it. They're going to either be on the side that thinks, oh, man, this is what needs to be done. Give an inch, they take a mile. And the other side is, oh, this is so typical.
There's a lot of people that feel like the federal government overreaches what it's there for. That's what they feel like up there, obviously. In a lot of cases, that's what I feel like. I haven't had a situation where I felt compelled to gather some fellow citizens and take over a building. I'm also not a rancher that lost their livelihood because the federal government decided they were going to take some land or stop letting someone use my land or stop letting me use land. I get where they're coming from, but I'm going to have to read about it more for sure to decide whether I think they're going totally overboard, or maybe they're just having the guts to do something that somebody's got to do.
I think things should be done legally. All right. And do I actually think that it's going to hinder it? No, I think Obama's going to do what Obama wants to do. He's in his lame duck term as president, and he's just going to try to flex whatever muscle he thinks he can do and try to get away with it.
He's going to do the right thing.
And while we're talking about all the things that law and law enforcement has done to promote the agenda of safety here in the United States of America, some police departments and agencies aren't exactly going on the same flight path, so to speak. And now we see that the Chicago Airport Police are told to run and hide during an active shooter situation. internal aviation document obtained by CNN instruct officers not to become part of the response to an attack. If evacuation is impossible, you should find a place to hide where the active shooter is less likely to find you. They say to blockade yourself in and not let the guy in. But, I mean, this is what you would tell the general public in my mind. You tell, you know, the single mom with three kids, or they say, hey, don't be a hero, guy. Just go stand in the corner and let the police handle it. Well, the police aren't exactly handling the situation. They're not telling the police to run and get an AR-15. They're not telling them to run and get the shotgun, run, get the body armor, then go back and engage. They're saying, hey, stay away, let the guy run wild in the airport, and then eventually, hopefully, the SWAT team will come and make everything better. It's not a very reasonable situation when you think the police are supposed to keep you safe. At least they're telling kids in middle school to throw canned goods at an intruder if he breaks into the classroom. At least they're telling the kids in, what is this, Alabama, if the guy comes in there and he's trying to kick up some stuff, take a can of cream corn and bust the guy's head open. At least you'll have some kind of chance, but they're telling the police not to do that, even though they want the kids to defend themselves. So please defend yourself wherever you are, if at all possible. One person who was unfortunately killed by a shooter or a assailant is a new mayor in Mexico. She had just been inaugurated, and this is right outside of Mexico City, or a Mexican city, I should say. They say they believe it was pretty much a chilling effect going out to the other mayors, telling them that if they don't get down with the cartels, that they could suffer the same fate as this poor lady. So our thoughts and prayers do go out to her. But, you know, this is what happens in places like Mexico, where you don't have a high civilian ownership of firearms. A lot of people don't have the means to defend themselves. And speaking of somebody who needed some defense, not saying he should have shot the kids, but teens attack a mailman for delivering Christmas presents late. And for all the ridiculous reasons that you could attack somebody, attacking a mailman for something that really wasn't his fault. You know, he can only deliver the packages that are there in the station. But they decided to attack this poor guy for delivering Christmas packages just a little bit too late. And our final story before we go on to more special reports, Americans name government as top problem facing the U.S. in 2015. And this is a Gallup poll. And they say the concerns about the government outweigh the concerns over the economy, unemployment, immigration, and other issues, according to a survey. So it's not just us who are concerned about the government. And a lot of people say, you're anti-government. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-government corruption. I'm anti-government brutality. I'm anti-government using my tax dollars to go make another country worse, and then saying, well, you need to use more of your tax dollars to make the country better. You know, when you ask them how much should you give, the only answer is more, more, more. Stay tuned for more InfoWars Nightly News coming up right after this.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity, Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let Obama be successful when it comes to starting civil unrest and riots in this country. They will use that as a civil emergency to bring in a type of soft martial law like Europe has done after they brought in all the jihadis and allowed them to attack. The stage is set for classical martial law in the United States. George Soros, who's overthrown many other countries using similar divide and conquer tactics, is on record funding Black Lives Matter and other groups, and the mainstream media is trying to exacerbate tension in local communities. And out of this crisis, they intend to bring in the, quote, Strong Cities UN initiative that globalizes, internationalizes local government. It's political correctness intimidating people to submit to this international takeover. Now, it's been known for a long time, it's come out in federal court, that many of the militias, though they're constitutional and made up of great people, end up getting infiltrated and led in many cases by federal provocateur, or even worse, by foundation provocateurs, like the Southern Poverty Law Center that ran Elohim City, where the reported Oklahoma City bombing got hatched, which we know was an inside job, major false flag. 2016 is here, ladies and gentlemen. It is already the fourth. And all hell is breaking loose in the stock market, militarily overseas, so many issues. And the establishment is going to want a political diversion here in America. And they've been putting out the talking points that white terrorists are about to start attacking, that white terrorists are about to be involved in insurrection, while pushing the military, pushing veterans, pushing citizens of all race, colors, and creeds with more and more federal occupation, more and more federal tyranny. So let's be clear. We're about to go in here and show you some of the articles here in a moment. The Bundys and others have very legitimate issues with the federal power grab over land outside of law and people doing controlled burns and being called arsonists and people being charged. The federal government is power grabbing everywhere. It's true. It's lawless. It's shutting down power plants outside of law. It's opening borders outside of law. It's funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda outside of law. But all that's coming out, and the establishment is in political trouble right now. So they want to overturn the chessboard right now. We need Americans to realize we're all being played off against each other. And to watch the weaponized media on MSNBC and other places absolutely promoting race war in this country is out of control. That's why I'm here in Phoenix, and I'll tell you later in the broadcast, David Knight will, who I'm interviewing. A key individual to hopefully work with to try to calm tensions, to try to bring America together if it's possible. I mean, that's how serious the situation is that I'm working around the clock. I know a lot of people that are good inside the Pentagon that are working around the clock, good people in the Secret Service, but good people at the grassroots level of every race, color, and creed, liberal, conservative, libertarian, Muslim, you name it, who understand the larger globalist program for destabilization. We all have differences. We all have real beefs with each other. Nothing's perfect. Okay, and America has a lot of problems, but the globalists want to use those problems to basically bring it down into a truly fascistic system of total control. Let's go inside and look at some of these articles. Right here. CNN to provide an hour of airtime to Obama's gun control pitch today. Town hall, full pitch. And what it's really about is executive power outside of law. Then the even more hardcore gun control, I predict, is coming after this, but this is unprecedented. The Hammonds, excellent article by Kurt Nemo, targeted because government wants to steal their land. The entire story by Kurt Nemo of how they stole the land, how they're stealing other people's land, how it's criminal, how it's wrong, how they've persecuted them. Absolutely, they've been wronged. Absolutely. My issue is the timing of this now allows the whole debate to not be about the gun grab, to not be about all the gun control, to not be about the victim disarmament, but to be about citizens with guns taking over buildings. It's an empty wildlife refuge building. The feds are grabbing everybody's property in the area. They're the ones with armed force out of control. But again, it's the federal government, not even the feds on the ground that are the problem. It's the whole UN Agenda 21. But read that article, you'll understand it. Then the other perspective. People are asking InfoWars, well, why are you pro-Bundy and then anti-Bundy? We're not. We're showing both sides. And Paul Watts has written an article that's on drudgereport.com, Oregon standoff could boost Obama's gun control push. And I started saying this yesterday. As soon as we had the news early in the morning, this has started Saturday night. Kurt Nemo had already written about it Saturday night. And obviously, by the time I looked it up, they were already blaming the Second Amendment. It's obvious. It's the timing of this, okay? Plus, the Hammonds say they don't want the Bundys there. That's another problem. It was the grazing rights of the Bundys in southern Nevada. That's why we supported them. They were in the right completely, okay? Continuing, liberal media tweets call for National Guard cops to confront the wildlife refuge occupiers. Many liberals want Waco-style response to government. They want them killed. See, it's all about race war. These are the Soros White House operatives already trying to make this racial when it has nothing to do with race. We're literally walking into their trap, and you know there's provocateurs there on the ground, probably not even from the FBI, but from the big foundations, just like we exposed Hal Turner and others. So continuing, the article is up on InfoWars.com. You want the real breakdown of what's happening, there it is. Continuing, you heard this. This is the talking point just a few weeks ago. MSNBC, white terrorists, not San Bernardino terrorists, not Islamic terrorists, white terrorists are the problem.
But yet, you look at the data of white men with guns wreaking havoc on this country. Why aren't white men all coming forward? Why don't you call on them to do that?
Boom. So it's all white men. They're the ones wreaking havoc, even though statistically it's one of the lowest crime rates out there. Meanwhile, radical Muslims invade churches, throwing Christians out and beating them up in Germany. Articles, mainstream news, link in the article, InfoWars.com. So that's what's really unfolding here. And then meanwhile, they want to distract from coming after our guns. They want to distract from the stock market plunging 450 plus points. They want to distract from all the things that are happening with this, quote, armed takeover that's happening. The FBI says they seek a peaceful end. Armed group vows to stay at Oregon Refuge. This is, again, an unfolding situation that we will be breaking down in great detail. Meanwhile, we've got machete-wielding man vandalizes mosque, leaves bacon at the door. This is part of the artificial clash of civilizations that Dick Cheney wrote about in the PNAC documents back in 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Project for American Century. They said, we're going to help radicalize Muslims, get them funding, do all this stuff. You know, we need a big catalyzing attack in the West. This transcends administrations. The Democrats do it too. We're going to use this crisis then to invade the world, create a Pax Americana. But the real betrayal is it's not even a Pax Americana. an American empire. It's a globalist empire that we get the blame for. We get sucked dry and then we collapse. So that's the breakdown. David Knight's coming up with more. A little bit later in the broadcast, we will tell you exactly why I'm here in Phoenix once the interview is underway for security reasons. It's great to have so many wonderful listeners out there, but I mentioned I was flying to Phoenix yesterday before I took off, and there were folks at the airport waiting for us, which was great to see them. It's just that obviously the show is so giant now that not everybody out there listening are good guys. So, again, Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's hosting the fourth hour today. Back to David Knight in the InfoWars News Center. I'll be hosting the show tomorrow from Phoenix, Arizona. But back to David Knight and the InfoWars News Center. Let's work together to try to stop what could brew into a controlled civil war to bring in civil emergency. Let's keep the focus on the fact they're coming after our guns. Let's keep the focus on the fact they're opening our borders. Let's do like the governor said, come and take it from Texas. Governor Abbott over the weekend, with state authority saying no, that's what we need. Not these takeovers of an empty building that's perfect for then feds from all over the country to now infiltrate, stir stuff up, God knows do what. I mean, it's textbook. And anybody saying we shouldn't watch out for infiltrators, anybody saying we shouldn't be concerned for people calling for violence or unrest or civil disobedience is major league suspect. They're either as dumb as the day is long or they are playing to somebody else's tune, ladies and gentlemen. 1776 is an idea. We're winning the info war right now. We do not want this to get physical, but if it does, let them shoot first. If they mean to have a battle, as they famously said at Bunker Hill, then you'll let it start here today. Well, it already has started in the info war. We're winning. Let's not give the big foundations and Soros and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL what they want. They say the big war with patriots is coming. They say they've given them the armored vehicles and that they're going to have war with us any minute. Let's not light the fuse for them, folks. Let's document everything that's happening. They'll undoubtedly are going to pull false flags. It's the season for it. It's in the cards. It's the right time for them to do it. I get in their mind and kind of look at what they would do. We need to be working hard to stop any terror attacks, working hard to frustrate them provocateuring, but also, if something does happen, we need cameras there instantly to document everything. Your troops in the battle for this republic.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple of years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants, and with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
Last year, we saw politicians come after the First Amendment like no other time in history. One of the people is Hillary Rodham Clinton. She tried to shut down the Laugh Factory, a group of comedians, for dare making fun of her. And when we see this, you know, you think about the late night guys, you know, from Leno to Letterman to all the new guys, the Jimmy guys. You know, they always make fun of politicians. It's nothing new. It's nothing, you know, pointed or hate. I mean, I guess you could argue whether or not it's hateful, but it's nothing new. Right. So if they dare make fun of Hillary Clinton, now she wants to shut them down. So in response to this, we had the Make Fun of Hillary contest. And here are just a few of the entries, and the winner is going to be announced soon. Let's take a look at some of these videos.
If you don't know me by now, I am Hillary Clinton.
Seriously, what is up with what Hillary Clinton has been wearing lately? You guys seen this stuff? Looks like a third world dictator. It's like Hillary went on a secret mission to see Kim Jong-un in North Korea when she was Secretary of State. And Kim Jong-un was like, go away, go away. I have something for you. Take my hand-me-downs. I win all my elections, 100% vote for me. You wear this, 100% vote for you.
Now, Hillary, you know you must prop up a facade. As if you have some supporters. And make it look like these elections actually matter.
Hola. Como está usted?
Hillary is destined for this office. Can't you see how much she wants it? How much her happiness depends on getting this election? You want to take that away from her?
Good morning, good morning. You guys aren't afraid of Hillary Clinton, are you? Don't hide from Hillary.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Regressive leftists are self-proclaimed liberals who abandon liberal principles by tolerating and defending non-liberal ideologies. When right-wing Christian fundamentalists like the Westboro Baptist Church espouse hatred for gays, adulterers, and anyone who rejects their God, progressives react with scorn. They chastise such beliefs for being outdated, intolerant, and dangerous, and rightly so. Yet when Muslims espouse the very same beliefs, self-proclaimed liberals suddenly lose all their liberal convictions and either remain silent or viciously attack critics of Islam. They contradict their own liberal values by acting as apologists for illiberal ideas. Remember, polls show that the clear majority of Muslims in numerous Middle Eastern countries support stoning women to death and killing people who leave the religion of Islam. Last time I checked, those weren't liberal principles.
Oh, that's their culture. You have to respect it.
That's right. Yeah. That's what they say. It's just insane. Yeah.
It's just the one exception. Liberal about everything else, but then this one exception, it's their culture. Well, to hell with their culture.
So why do self-proclaimed liberals act as apologists for the illiberal religion of Islam? Let's take a look at a few examples. The left-wing group Hope Not Hate, which describes itself as anti-fascist, recently compiled a list of anti-Muslim bigots. This list of anti-Muslim bigots included Raquel Saraswati, a headscarf-wearing devout Muslim who campaigns against honor violence. In Pakistan alone, 1,000 women are executed every single year for honor crimes that include wearing jeans, looking at a man twice, or singing. So this left-wing, supposedly anti-bigotry organization actually listed a devout Muslim as an anti-Muslim bigot simply for drawing attention to this. The list also included Ayan Hirsi Ali, an ex-Muslim who has dedicated her life to pushing for a reform of Islam to make it more tolerant and more in line with liberal principles. Hirsi Ali had previously appeared on another list, that of Islamist jihadists who murdered her colleague on the streets of Amsterdam in 2004 and promised that she was next. Hope Not Hate says its goal is to, quote, undermine groups that preach hate, intolerance and division. But in smearing these people amongst numerous other reformists, they are supporting a belief system which promotes hate, intolerance and division. This flagrant hypocrisy is a defining characteristic of the regressive left.
Okay, but think about
it. And you don't do it by saying to them Muslims are bad.
But you're not saying Muslims are bad.
Right. You are saying that.
We're saying the ideas need to be changed.
You're saying their ideas are bad?
Killing women for being raped, I would say, is a bad idea.
Bad.
Yeah, I do. Hang me for it.
And given that leftist groups have aligned philosophically with Islamists in identifying reformists and critics of Islam as the enemy, it's unsurprising that jihadists see this as an opportunity. In its recent manifesto, ISIS discussed how their operatives in Europe would seek to recruit, radicalize, and arm left-wing activists because they broadly share the same political goals. So you've got adherents of ISIS, which promotes the most intolerant, hateful, and violent belief system, actually reaching out to leftists because they see them as philosophical bedfellows. Glenn Greenwald is another example of a regressive leftist. After doing sterling work exposing NSA surveillance via the Edward Snowden leaks, Greenwald now appears to spend most of his time trying to smear the new atheists, most recently Richard Dawkins, because they're critical of Islam. Despite the fact that Greenwald, as a gay man, would be executed in many Muslim countries. Despite claiming that he's a champion of free speech, Greenwald responded to the jihadist slaughter of Charlie Hebdo cartoonists and staff by attacking the publication itself, labeling it offensive and bigoted towards Muslims. Even though Charlie Hebdo was notorious for its eagerness to offend both Jews and Christians in equal measure. In a Twitter exchange with me, Greenwald suggested that his love of free speech was so strident that he would even defend Nazis. But when I challenged him to defend Donald Trump's free speech rights after his controversial comments on Muslim immigration, Greenwald went completely silent. Regressive leftists are only prepared to defend the free speech rights of those with whom they agree. Given the choice between being politically correct or standing by their principles, regressive leftists will choose the former every single time. But Greenwald doubled down on his regressivism, later retweeting an ISIS supporter who once advocated killing homosexuals, to endorse his argument during an exchange with Majid Nawaz. This is a defining characteristic of the regressive left. They will even side with people who would literally execute them in cold blood rather than criticize the intolerant aspects of Islam. Then we have another example of a regressive leftist. Former Russia Today host Abby Martin, who now presents a show on a network funded by Venezuela's communist government. When I drew attention to Martin's ludicrous suggestion that the San Bernardino attacks had nothing to do with Islam, labeling her a regressive leftist, Martin shot back by claiming that anyone who used the term regressive left was merely covering for their, quote, irrational fear of Muslims. Unfortunately for Abby, the term regressive left was coined by Majid Nawaz, a Muslim. You realize you just epitomized the very reason I coined the term. Yours, a Muslim, responded Nawaz. In addition, Martin's claim that people like me who use the term regressive left are just absolving their support for the empire is completely debunked by the fact that I've opposed every single war in the Middle East. So again, Martin exhibited one of the defining characteristics of the regressive left. Immediately play the Islamophobia card when you're called out on your hypocrisy. But in reacting with such vitriol against anyone who criticizes the intolerant aspects of Islam, regressive leftists are themselves engaging in a form of bigotry. The bigotry of low expectations.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now we are on the ground in Oregon outside of the Mount Here Wildlife Refuge. Now just days ago, armed militiamen came in with a idea, with a voice that they wanted to be heard. They wanted to show the U.S. government, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, that taking our land is not going to happen anymore. And these patriots showed up and said, enough is enough. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to what's going on. Now, yesterday in Oregon, the entire trending thing on Twitter was Oregon under attack. The mainstream media has blown this completely out of proportion and tried to compare it as to why are people naming the Black Lives Matter people who rioted in Ferguson terrorists, but they're not calling these men here terrorists. Well, as you can see, we're in the middle of nowhere, in Oregon. It took us hours to get here on snow-covered roads. And as you can see behind me, there are men who have occupied that guard tower. They have the road blocked off into the entrance. And there's a media set up over here where people are doing their reports about what is going on. Now, what we know is Ammon Bundy, the son of Cliven Bundy, part of the historical standoff against the BLM a little over a year ago, is one of the men who is in charge of leading this protest. Now, they do say that they will remain peaceful, but if necessary, if the government does come in and shoots first, they will respond. So this is a very tense standoff, even though we are in the middle of nowhere. This is something to pay attention to, because is it going to turn out the exact same way as last time when people showed up in mass numbers riding around with American flags and push away the BLM? Or this time, is the government going to use dirtier tactics? Now, yesterday we had information that there were drones flying over this area right now, and that there were also snipers in positions surrounding this area watching. Now, we've gotten reports that the FBI is on their way out here. Now, they could be off in far distances from here. There's a lot of areas with hills and vantage points where it'd be easy to spot and look to see if anything were to happen. If the BLM does come up here and approach, then the FBI can sit there from the backside. And in other events like this before, we've seen in the past where these situations do get infiltrated. Now, we do know that the Bundys are great people. They've done awesome things in the past, and I understand where they're coming from when they do this. But another thing we have to look at as well, though, too, the city of Burns and the family of Hammonds have pretty much shown that they don't want any outside help, that they have come to the conclusion that they are going to turn themselves in and just go ahead and put this to rest. You've got a lot of people in the city of Burns, from what I've seen in reports previously the past week, where it says, go home Bundys, go home militia. So there is a mixed feeling about what's going on. Earlier, I spoke to a lady at a gas station up the road, and she said she could understand what's going on. So you definitely have mixed emotions about what is going on out here. I do understand why they're here. I understand why they're doing it. I just hope that nothing bad happens. And I do feel that sometimes you can do things at the wrong time, like Alex said yesterday, that this couldn't have happened at a worse time, because today you have President Barack Obama coming out with a video at some point in time today addressing the nation, talking about stricter gun control. Now, this is something that he could definitely use to push that agenda, because most people aren't going to come out here and look at what's really going on, which is not Oregon under attack. What's really going on are a bunch of patriots who have decided to stand up against a tyrannical government and said enough is enough. But they want you to think something else is going on. That's why the Obama administration wants the mainstream media to push that narrative that Oregon's under attack, that there's white terrorists out here that have infiltrated this quiet, you know, national refuge, and that they're going to come out here and terrorize people. And as you can see, that clearly isn't the case. So over the next couple days, we'll be documenting what's going on as things unfold. Now, we are in Oregon, in between Burns and the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Now, earlier today, I had the opportunity to stand with Ammon Bundy as he spoke to the national media. And in this, he addressed his concerns, what he was upset about, and why he was here in the first place. He's concerned about the way that the Hammond case has been handled. He wants the media to look into the Hammond case further and hopes that maybe they'll open that case up again and look at some more evidence that they believe they have would help clear the Hammonds, thus getting them out of another jail sentence. Now tonight, we have President Barack Obama coming out addressing the nation with his plans of stricter gun control. Now, we've seen time and time again across this country, in the states that have some of the strictest gun control, that crime is through the roof. Number one, criminals don't listen to laws. So when you disarm the American people, they will not be able to defend themselves. And he is going to use this as a backdrop, what's happening with the Bundys, with the militia, and use that and put that tag that the mainstream media has been using for the past few days, white terrorists, armed terrorists, militiamen with guns. Yes, the Bundys and militiamen took over an unoccupied federal building, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. Their stand against a tyrannical government who has overstepped its boundaries by grabbing people's land that they've had in their family for hundreds of years is getting to a point where enough people around this country are saying enough is enough. That's why people have shown up and are expected to show up in large numbers in support of what Ammon Bundy has called the nation to help him with. Now, I full-heartedly agree with his intentions. I think that deep down inside, he really wants to make a stand against the government, that he really wants to show America that when the government gets out of control, you can be heard, your voice can be heard, and you can make a change. Now, there's different ways of going about it. There's been Black Lives Matter protests where people lay down on the road, and I don't agree with that. But I understand why they are doing a lot of that stuff. I can understand why people protest these things, but there's a way to do it and to handle it. Out here, there's no Oregon under attack. This is in the middle of nowhere. No one is being harmed. But I will put a side note in. Ammon Bundy has said that if the federal government does come in and they do take some kind of action towards them, shots fired, something like that, maybe harm someone, that they will respond with an appropriate force. So yes, this is a standoff. This is something that is tense, even though it is peaceful at the moment. The times that I've been in Ferguson, they were peaceful, but then something pops off and things can get crazy really fast. But out here, I don't see that happening so much. There's not going to be that widespread damage of a town. You're not going to have the chaos, the burning of buildings that you saw in Ferguson and Baltimore. That's not going to happen out here. This will be something a lot smaller, but people could get really hurt. We have reports that yesterday that there are drones flying over this area, that there are government officials already in this area keeping an eye on the Bundys and the militia. Now, today when I was out there, I saw no armed militia. Yes, I have a big jacket on. Those guys have some jackets on. There's a possibility they might have a pistol. That doesn't bother me. I'm all for the Second Amendment. But the mainstream media keeps wanting to push this narrative that they're all out here armed, that there's this attack happening in Oregon, that these are terrorists, which is not the case. These are true Americans who are standing up against a tyrannical government. So stay tuned for more reports at Infowars.com. Make sure you're going to the Alex Jones Facebook. Go to the Real Alex Jones YouTube and Twitter channels for updates as they unfold here in Oregon. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs reporting for Infowars.com.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also, don't forget, go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube where you can see all of the rest of the great reports, special reports from Alex uploaded straight from his iPhone. Well, that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel.
Yeah, Fed is a sometimes very independent organization.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
The Federal Reserve is an independent agency. There is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
They print our money and then loan it to us at interest. The IRS is their collection agency.
So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter.
Jeff Duncan says he saw IRS special agents using semi-automatic rifles at a gun range. Now he wants answers to why the agency needs that type of firepower.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge?
Know your history and you will know your enemy. Infowars.com.
I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these And it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.